Mesechtas Trumas, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. So in the previous Mishnah, I discussed leaving liquid out that a snake had access to, and Chazal forbade these liquids because the potential the snake drank from it and left venom in the liquid, and it's a dangerous sakana. So here it discusses food, fruits that possibly the snake had bit into and left venom. Mishnah Vav, Nikuri Te'enim, punctured figs that might have had a snake bite into it. Va'anavim, or grapes that have puncture holes. V'kishuim, and cucumbers. V'duluim, and gourds. V'avtichim, and melons. V'amulafafinis, or kirby cucumbers. All of these things that have these puncture holes in them, there's an issur major rabbanan to eat from them because of the potential that the snake might have bit into it and left venom inside. Afilu him kikar. The Mishnah says even if they're as large as a kikar, which is a very large measurement, and that means that the bite's on one side, he wants to eat from the other side that's far away from it, still it's a concern that the venom might have spread. Echad gadol v'echad katan. Whether the hole, the puncture holes, are big or small. Echad talash v'echad mechubar. Whether the fruit is detached or attached to the ground. Kol sheyesh b'lecha aser. Any fruit that has moisture inside of it is aser. And this is because the Rav explains the moisture in the fruit will allow the venom to spread throughout the fruit, even if it's a large fruit. The Rav says if it's a dry fruit, then the venom won't spread throughout the fruit, and then he would be able to just cut off the bitten area and eat from the other part. The Mishnah continues, Uneshuchas hanachash asura. Also, animal that was bitten by a snake, even if it's shechted properly, still it's aser, it's forbidden to eat because the venom will spread throughout the animal and it's going to be a sakana. Mipnei sakanas nefashis. The Mishnah ends off, all these things are aser because of sakanas nefashis, because of the life-threatening danger. Mishnah Zayin. Here it's discussing wine that was left out uncovered, potentially has venom from a snake in it. Hamishameres shel yayin. If someone uses a wine strainer and he passes the wine through a strainer to catch anything that's in the wine, still the Tanakam and this Mishnah holds asura, it's still forbidden, mishum gile, for this that it was left out uncovered, because the first opinion in this Mishnah holds that the venom won't be strained out of the liquid, it will remain in the liquid and it will just pass through the strainer. Rav Nechemya mater, Rav Nechemya permits, and he says that the strainer will remove the venom, and once it goes through the strainer, then one can drink it and not have to be concerned about potential venom.